Here's an interesting story that I came across, and surely, you know, you get to deal with it because, I mean, online gaming and, you know, anything that happens online in terms of social media, it's very important for the existence and, you know, for the communication for, you know, online gamers in general across the world. Now, Mark Zuckerberg famously changed Facebook name from the Facebook to just Facebook, but it appears that an even bigger change-up is in store for the company.
Hi, Mac. Yes, I think they have quite a bit in store potentially. I mean, this is just based on reports spread out throughout the internet. As we know, Facebook is much bigger than just the app itself. They have other popular brands, including, you know, like WhatsApp, Instagram, Oculus, and a few others. And I think they might be trying to do a very similar thing to what Google has done, where Google announced their parent company called Alphabet. So I think that if there is a name change that we could see coming in, it would much rather be for something along the lines of a new parent company. As we know, Facebook is always looking to grow their portfolio, and they're looking to bring a bit of more awareness and focus on the fact that they are trying to build a metaverse. So this would really be in line with that. And who knows, maybe we could see a name change coming in pretty soon, potentially maybe in, on the October 28th Facebook Connect event.
Very interesting, isn't it? Quite interesting. So let's go back to Ruby Rose and her claims of misconduct during her time on the CWS Batwoman. Now, these claims were, after all, posted on Instagram. Via Warner Bros. Has the television group issued a response yet?
So just a quick bit of background on this. We know that actor Ruby Rose has issued allegations against Batwoman's showrunner Caroline Dries and her former co-star Doug Ray Scott, as well as the former Warner Brothers TV chairman Peter Roth. And also in May 2020, she announced that she was going to be leaving the show and exiting her role. Now, after all of these claims being posted on Instagram, the only response we see coming in from Warner Brothers Television Group is that they are going to be exercising their option to not engage Ruby for season 2 of Batwoman based on all of the complaints about her workspace, as well as the matter then being extensively reviewed and handled privately out of respect for all concerned.
So what's trending? What's happening in the online world and what's taking place right now? What are our gamers talking about?
Well, we've got a few things in there happening at the moment. For instance, the Fortnite shop has been updated right on schedule with quite a few new things coming in, especially brand new characters from Dune. So you know that the Chani skin is there, Paul Atreides skin, as well as the Maker Hook's pickaxe, the Twin Blades pickaxe, the Ornithopter glider, the Sandwalk emote, and then of course a loading screen and a bit of back bling as well. Now, if you're not really into Dune, you might instead enjoy the complete DC Comics collection, which will remain in the shop for at least one more day. And you could also check out the Wonder Woman, Batman, Harley Quinn, and many more. Plenty of the Halloween characters remain as well, including the gummy fish stick, the tricks and treats bundle of pajama clad costume partiers, and the dead card set of zombie soccer players. Now that sounds quite interesting. And then other news, whether you play on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, PC, or Nintendo Switch, there are a lot of titles on the way to each platform this year in the form of brand new releases, classic re-releases, ports, and then of course downloadable content. Now for October, we've seen a few releases already coming out, and there's a few more in store. So we've already had Monkey Ball, Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania come out, Jet the Far Shore, Far Cry 6, Metroid Dread. Then of course we had Back for Blood. Then today we'll have the Dark Pictures anthology House of Ashes being released. On the 26th, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy, as well as Solar Ash. On the 28th, we've got Age of Empire 4, as well as Riders Republic. And on the 29th, we got Mario Party Superstars being released for November. We have quite a few releases also then coming out. Just Dance 2022, Call of Duty Vanguard, Forza Horizon 5, Grand Theft Auto Online, as well as Grand Theft Auto 5. We've got Shin Megami Tensei 5 coming out, Battlefield 2042, as well as Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Then also we see Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker. And in December, we have Advance Wars 1 and 2, a reboot camp. Then, of course, we've got Chorus as well as Halo Infinite coming out. And then we've got a few more games that are scheduled to launch. We don't have the exact release dates just yet, but these include Braid Anniversary Edition, Clockwork, Aquario. We've got Crossfire X. We've got Digimon Survive, Dynasty Warriors 9, The Empires. We've got Evil Dead, The Game. Five Nights at Freddy's, Security Breach, Goodbye Volcano High, The Good Life, Little Nightmares 2, Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries, we've got Ruined King, a League of Legends story, we've got Sam and Max, this time it's virtual, we've got Shadow Man Remastered, we've got Shadow Warrior 3, Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1, Shredders, Temtem, Unknown 9 Awakening, as well as The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition. And then lastly, we have Windjammers 2.